is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of October. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, how are you?
I just like the way you slurred that first.
Slurred?
What was the word you just said then?
Stonkingly.
No, it wasn't stonkingly. Before that, a little slur. Shaken, not stirred.
That's my Sean Connery act.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I actually thought I was in the studio.
It was spooky, wasn't it? You looked at me and you thought Sean Connery.
It was spooky, wasn't it, darling?
Did spooky. I saw that.
Yeah, spooky, darling.
Yeah.
Who might our sponsor be today?
Our sponsor is the lovely folks at Phoenix Analysts, the project management company, based up there in Hertfordshire, but they cover the whole of the home counties in the southeast, and they do lots of things to help you with your processes and procedures.
I always need help with my procedures and processes.
I thought that. Yeah. When you walked in, I thought she needs help with her procedures there.
Well, you were a bit rude about my shoes, actually. You said I sound like a cart horse coming.
Well, you did. You did clip clop up the corridor, didn't you? A bit. You know, let's be honest here.
Sort of little platforms.
Yeah, yeah. It reminded me of my childhood. You don't remember? Do you remember
Nelly the elephant?
No. The wooden tops with Muffin the Meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How charming of you.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of.
Doesn't that make you weird?
Quite possibly. Yeah.
I've got a little...
funny enough, talking about that, no wonder our generation is so weird with all the things we watch like that, you know, like...
I know. Well,
Captain Pugwash.
But listen with... what was that one, Listen With Mother? It was quite sinister. Hello, Teddy.
Yeah. Hello, children.
And on that swing, you know, it was all very sort of...
Dodgy.
Spooky.
No wonder we're as weird as we are.
I know. Well, I mean, I grew up... I know you grew up in Stone Age.
I never grew up. Yeah.
I grew up, you know, my mum and dad were sort of, you know, swinging 60s in Essex. And there was no hope for me.
Essex, cool.
They used to party. They had these parties where everybody would end up in the swimming pool. No, not the swimming pool, the fish pond. They didn't have a swimming pool.
Didn't have a swimming pool. No. Yeah, they had a fish pond. But that's the same thing in Essex. Yeah.
They'd go to all these do's, you know, all glammed up with hair pieces. And that was just my dad. And, you know, and then they'd come home and they'd all end up in the fish pond. It was bizarre, really, the 60s.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. So how was Stone Age times? They were good.
Stone Age times, yeah, great.
You had to help sweep the cave out and all that?
Yeah, of course.
Train the dinosaurs?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What I wanted to say to you, Paul Andrews, of interest, aside from our childhood champion, the Wonder Horse. Do you remember Champion the Wonder Horse?
Yep.
Rebel.
Hold on. She's started already. I just had a tweet from Linda Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
And she's gone, you're 4 minutes late. You can tell people that haven't listened to the show for a long time, can't you? Linda, we've been starting at 4 minutes past the hour for nearly a year.
We stay in bed till 4 minutes past the hour and we just leap out.
Yeah.
Exactly. I knew you weren't concentrating.
No, sorry, I'm answering tweets.
I might talk to my guests.
I would, because they're much more interesting.
I'm going to introduce them. So we've got a double barrel. I do love it. I'm a big fan.
You like a double barrel, don't you?
You're
partial to a double barrel.
I am. So we've got, rhyming with barrel, we've got Daryl, but not at all shaped like one, let me just say. So Daryl Laneham, there's a little bit of Irish there. Dumont, it's a little bit of French. So he's terribly cosmopolitan. And he is flanked by the lovely Chris Moore, which isn't spelt in the way it should be spelt, Moore.
No, I don't like to do anything traditionally.
Just to keep us on, it's M-A-U-R-E, which also must be a little French thing.
Actually, it's a little German thing. There's only five or six of them. If you see them, they're all related to me, I'd run.
Really? Well, we do like a bit of lederhosen on the show, but you know, so they're in, and it's if you're following them on Twitter, it's at My Careers Option. There are options, of course, more than one, but they say My Careers Option, which
is because there's not enough letters
on the Twitter.
In the Twitter, it runs out just before the.
We're campaigning to have it changed, especially for us.
Yeah, I would.
Hey, do you know, but you've got the careers.
Got the careers.
You think that's stupid? What about this? I've got a car and I'm...
No!
Shut up.
And is it like the Flintstones? Do you have to drive with your...
Noddy, it is.
I've got a car that I bought on finance and I'm thinking to myself, I think the finance should have ended by now. So I go into the car finance website and I've got a Mac, so it remembers my password and login from like 3 years ago. It then says to me, please put the following letters from your mother's middle name. First, 7th and 17th.
That's ridiculous.
Her name's Pat. He wouldn't let me in.
That's crazy.
Isn't it stupid?
Well, I would like to, you know, Slope Off Friday with the FSB. I'm taking a minibus over to France.
And just before you carry on, yeah. I've got money on this with a number of people who have said to me, your Business Bunker show this week, we've got how much and how many minutes will be spent talking about going to France at the weekend. Well, so I'm just telling you that I've got money on this. Off you go.
Okay. Well, the actual one to tune into will be when I'm on the next month, which will be the first at the beginning of November.
If we've got you out of jail. Yeah.
But I'm going to Slovenia before that. So that's another story. But if we've got me out. But so I was trying to get this minibus. You'd think it'd be simple, wouldn't you, boys? And Fran, who's just arrived.
Hello.
I phoned up a company and they said, I said, well, if I could collect it about 11:30 on the Friday. And they said, oh, no, you can't collect it then because we'll have to charge you another day. So I said, right, OK, so could I collect it at sort of about 10 to 1 or something? No, because we have lunch at offices closed between 1 and 2. Right. So bearing in mind, I'm bringing it back Sunday, but you know, you're charging me till Monday because you're not there on a Sunday. Surely there's a bit of leeway here, guys. Mm. No, there was no leeway because they're lunch. So I bumped into my sailing friend and I want to thank him. He's got a company I didn't know about based in Herne Bay and Whitstable, and it's practical car and van hire. And not only can I pick it up whenever I want on Friday, he's going to deliver it to Whitstable train station for me. And you know how they always deliver it empty and you have to top it up? I said, oh, Diesel, would you mind? It might get my nails dirty. So he's bringing it full as well. That's what I call...
He sounds like a good man.
Customer service. So absolutely. Practical van hire. Ian Smith, I think the owner is called.
Because if it were... Jamie and Sophia, my son and daughter-in-law, just went off to France on the early hours of yesterday morning.
And a baby.
And a baby. Yeah. And a baby.
Bear.
Little bear. In their transit van. So it could have been in the back of the transit with the scaffold boards if you weren't careful.
We could have done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got quite a few people self-driving and then we've got 9 on the bus, and because you couldn't drive us, we've got Bill Fox has stepped in. Mr. Fox.
That's cool.
Mr. Fox. We're going to get him a hat and we're having...
Peaked cap.
Yes, peaked cap. We're having frolicking on Friday night with a bonfire and barbecue and some, I think, a hog roast. And then on the Saturday, we've got a five-course fine dining banquet.
Keep going. I've nearly nailed it.
With the lovely chef, Will Devlin, of the small holding. So he'll be doing a five-course. We've got lobster. It's fabulous. And do you know what the cost is? 220.
That's brilliant.
Smackaroni.
That's brilliant. How much was it again?
220 smackaroni.
Sorry, how much?
For the whole
Yes!
Weekend.
All right, shut up now. I did it.
Have you got your money?
I've got my money. I won. 11 minutes, 32 seconds.
It's all right, I've got someone tweeting me about a boiler. So.
Well, as you would. Yeah.
The house I manage in fashion. Yeah. Their boiler always goes wrong when I'm live on air. What is that? It's just some sort of, you know, vendetta.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Anyway, listen. Apart from the jaunt to France at the weekend, we'd like to hear from you, all the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call us on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. If you are going to call, I do suggest you tweet me first, because most of the time I miss the flashing light on the phone and I don't answer it. So tweet and tell me you're going to call. Or you can email me at bunker@kempersisradio.co.uk.
You're never going to look at your emails, like.
No, I do sometimes, but not often, because far and away the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker.
And we will hear you and we'll read you.
Yeah, well, probably.
Yeah.
If she doesn't... Well, I'll tell you what then, Jules. Prove it. Read one.
Oh, you want me to read a tweet? Well, I saw Venom Tech earlier on, and they put on a ghastly picture of a spider. It looked really, really...
Was it the Venom of the day?
It was Venom of the day, so hello to them. Now, we've had Me Now Co. saying, Vanilla Web, you have almost 2 hours to go yet, Paul. Jules Serkin will still be mentioning Slopov for the rest of the show.
See?
Was it him?
See?
Was it him?
No, there was hundreds of us in this sweepstake. Don't you worry.
I didn't see any of this.
No, well, we kept it secret. We couldn't let you... If you knew, you could manipulate the result, couldn't you?
Yeah, so what have you won?
I've won a weekend away in France without you.
Well, you were only driving because you're the only teetotal I know.
I know. I know why you invited
Very
me.
Very useful.
Don't you? I know why you invite me everywhere.
Don't get me wrong. We like you.
No. You like me being teetotal.
It's
the only thing you like.
Very handy. Yeah. So big hello to him and a big hello to David, to Me Now. Now, Me Now, just to tell you, if you don't know, they are a very techie app, which is very useful. So if you're a business, for example, a hairdresser or a restaurant, and you get a load of cancellations, you can use this app to say, hey, we've got a slot free. Or say one of our guests was late, for example.
It's not very nice.
That was subtle, wasn't it?
You should have seen the look she got there.
I have to say, it was all for a good cause. Being late means that we've got 10 to 15 more kids out of homelessness.
Fantastic.
So I sat there going, But it was one of those meetings where, you're watching the whole time thinking, oh, come on.
So this is our guest, Fran, and tell me your surname.
Fran Borman. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. And your Twitter handle is?
It's Fran B Global, so FranB Global.
You can find her on the Twitter. Now she's here, of course.
Well, people have been finding her on the Twitter because, of course, we go mad beforehand with the Twitter. So I think your Twitter handle's gone up, and you also did some TEDx stuff as well, didn't you?
Yeah,
which got you a bit of interest as well.
First TEDx at the weekend, and got 1,000 new followers in 24 hours, or over 1,000. It's about 1,200 in the end.
So it's going to keep you up all night, then, isn't it?
It was quite interesting seeing all these people connecting, and that's before it even goes live online. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when the video is out. But high pressure, those of you that are fans of TED, you're only allowed to do it once, you have to do it live. So it's a lot of pressure, but it was a really good day.
I want to hear details of that. We've had a tweet from MyVidBuild on the Twitter. Hi to the team today. Oh, we're a team, Paul Andrews. We've never been called a team before.
No.
That's amazing. From the team at VidBuild, last week's radio guests, yes, you were, and you were brilliant. Give video marketing a try for yourself, they say, at vidbuild.com.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic platform they've got. Basically, you can build TV quality adverts using millions, and they have millions of video clips and free music and stuff like that. And you just go in and build your own adverts, 10, 20, 30 seconds long. Fantastic. I made 3 adverts on there a couple of weeks ago, and I've been posting them on social media, and you wouldn't believe the amount of traffic I've got from them. Fantastic. Good stuff.
Alex Waterton.
Oh, Alex is on. Hello, mate.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Hello, and he's a Microsoft certified trainer.
Yep.
He's also presenter and speaker on Microsoft, Microsoft Office for Business and Productivity, and he's based in Gillingham.
He's brilliant, he is.
You can find him on f-keys.co.uk.
He's fantastic. Tips and tricks on how to use any Office product. Really, really good. Really up your productivity by working with Alex, you will. I need to tell you about your Christmas outfit, Jules.
Oh, really? What am I wearing?
Well, you don't know because you're going personal shopping.
Am I?
Yeah. Ooh. Do you get that dreaded feeling when you think about shopping for a new Christmas outfit? Yes. Yes, I do. Is your time more precious than tediously shopping and not finding what you want? Yes, it is. Would you like to save time, money and your sanity by getting your ideal Christmas outfit in just 1 hour? To secure your £97 Xmas styling appointment, contact Julie Daniels on email julie@thechicstylist.com. That's julie@thechicstylist.com.
She's one fabulous lady.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she
is. I've seen lots of pictures of her looking very chic, climbing out of vehicles and getting in vehicles and looking chic all the time.
Yeah, so
vehicle chic.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Just gets in and out of cars all day. Looking
With the knees together, you know. Yeah. Whereas when I get out, I sort of stagger out. Legs
fall out.
Yeah. Exactly. There's another product there. She needs to teach car dismountment as part of the service.
Yes.
Like the Queen does.
Yeah, I like it.
I have to tell you, it wasn't Julie, but many years ago, we had a guest on one of the early editions of the Business Bunker show, who was a personal stylist, and she blagged me into
do you remember? You had 150 navy shirts.
No, she came to my house to sort out my wardrobe and she went, you have 65 blue shirts. And I went, yeah, and the problem is, she said, you haven't got anything else. You've just got 65 blue shirts. Don't buy any more blue shirts.
I remember that. And she moved away, didn't she? She was lovely.
Yeah.
She went to somewhere gorgeous, like Hampshire.
She went to Hampshire. Yeah.
So, hold on a second. Yeah. After that experience, she moved away.
Yeah, she did. I'm going. There's no hope here. I'm off. Yeah.
Just 65 blue shirts and white Y-fronts.
Yeah, exactly. But she never got around to my Y-fronts off. Luckily
for her.
Once
she moved away.
Yeah. She left before I opened the drawer. I went, look at this, Tracy. It was Tracy Randall.
Tracy Randall, yeah. That's right. She was lovely.
I was just thinking, surely your Christmas outfit is just a big red suit.
It is, with a white beard. Yeah. I don't know what all the fuss is about. What's difficult about that? Yeah.
Cool.
I just put on dangly earrings and, you know, sparkly things.
Just dangly earrings.
Just dangly earrings,
yeah. She's like that, you know.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
As I prance down Whitstable High Street.
Right, it's a Christmas cracker.
We've got a bit of a competition here as well that's just arrived on Twitter from the lovely folks at Creative Motion.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that's,
they say shout out our name, recommend us and win an award-winning sparkling wine from Biddenden Vine.
Oh, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to go to their blog to find out what it's all about, which is creativemotion.co.uk/blog/shout-out. But do go into it, have a look at it, or follow them on the Twitter where you can find a link to it. Creative Motion is their Twitter handle. But if you give them a shout-out, you could win a bottle of bubbly.
And the Biddenden wine is absolutely glorious.
Fabulous, isn't it?
Very, very good. Did you know, Paul Andrews, that the entries for the Ashford Business Awards are now open?
Are they?
Yeah.
It's not just Ashford either, is it?
No. If your business is in Ashford or Folkestone or Hythe or Deal or Dover or Romney Marsh, you are eligible. The closing date is the 26th of October. It's an awards dinner at the Ashford International Hotel. You can go on to businessawardskent.co.uk to enter or find out more. But remember, the closing date is the 26th of October.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Ethel Bray with a lovely photograph of Kate and Keith, the owners of Ethel Bray. And they say, Business Bunker, hello from a sunny Cumbria. Can we get a shout out for the marketing course on the 10th of the 10th at Chilston Park with the brilliant The Milan Focus? That will be lovely, Denise Wilton.
Yeah.
If you want to get on the course, you can email kate@athelbray.co.uk to book. It's £299 for a day packed with advice and guidance. And thank you so much. Have a great show. And that's from Keith and Kath of Athelbray Limited. And that's kate@athelbray.co.uk is the email address. And I will spell Athelbray for you. It's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, athelbray.co.uk.
Sales and Marketing Convention. There's an intensive day to discover what works and what doesn't work. You can learn from the UK best sales and marketing professionals. You can hear about the very latest thinking and what the big brands are doing for leaders in business to meet, network and collaborate. This is the 28th of November. It's at the Ashford International yet again. 3ws.growkent.co.uk is where to go. And I'm sure it's on the Kent Business Radio website as well.
It certainly is.
So that's on the 28th of November. So two big do's really at the Ashford International, 28th of November and the 26th of October.
If you go into the Kent Business Radio website, there's a tab that says business events. If you click on there, all the details are in there. I've had a tweet from Gardeners in Medway. And they say, hi, Business Bunker team. We would love a shout out on your show, please. We won't be able to listen live today, but we'll listen to the podcast later on. And you can check us out at our website, which is gardenerinmedway.co.uk.
Is that a gardener? A real gardener?
Yeah, gardener. Oh. Gardener in Medway.
Great.
It's a Medway-based gardener.
It's actually
a gardener that's based in the Midway area.
With a little pickaxe or
I'm sure he's got a trowel and a little fork.
I'm quite interested to see the way you're wearing your glasses today. What is going on?
Well, because I keep taking them on and off and I keep catching them on my headphones.
They're sort of like dangling on the end, on the point of your nose. Not that your nose is pointy, but, you know, the point of your nose. It's quite
What's
good
she trying to say? She's been horrible about me, isn't she?
It's making you look very academic.
Well, that was the look I was going for.
Yeah.
Exec Job Share, Vanillaware, Business Bunker, saying hello from execjobshare.com, a job share job board with so much to offer where employees can attract flexible workers. So give them a follow, Exec Job Share.
I just don't understand. If you've got them at the end of your nose, do they still work to help you read?
Yeah.
They still work at that distance.
If I twitch my nose, I can see through them to read my phone and read the tweets off my phone, if that's all right.
It's a lovely way of wearing them. Yeah. Finchcox, the beautiful piano school.
Oh, yes.
I met them at a Slowpoke.
I've been there to Finchcox. Yeah. Neil, the guy that just bought it and he's refurbished it, is doing a fabulous job. What a gorgeous place it is.
Can you play?
Can I play what?
Can you play the piano?
No.
But you might learn.
It's worth going there to learn, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of elderly people do start taking.
Oh, that was not.
Did
nice.
You see that? That was like a stiletto, wasn't it?
She stuck
that in right to the heart.
Quite good to take up new hobbies.
Yeah,
as you get older.
Yeah.
Finch, you see, I don't need to say anything. Look, the guests are. straight in there. Finchcott's Piano School is offering piano courses to adults of all abilities. Even beginners of a certain age, is launching the first of its one-day workshops designed specifically for piano teachers. Oh, that's amazing. So actually for piano teachers on Thursday the 25th of October. Mm. So you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, /, and find piano.
Yeah, there's actually there's a lot of data there as well, because they did a huge survey about piano playing and piano teaching and stuff like that. It's the place is absolutely gorgeous. Finchcox, it's in Goudhurst. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's Neil's family home, but he's also turned it into a piano school, and he's built a small hotel, kind of boutique hotel on the side, so that if you go there for courses or for recitals, you can stay there, and it's absolutely stunning.
We could do a slope off there.
It's absolutely stunning, and the piano school is in the cellars, and they're vaulted cellars, but if you can imagine how big this house is, there are 8 grand pianos in the cellar, each in their own separate practice area. That's how big the vaulted cellars are. It is absolutely stunning. It's worth learning to play the piano just to go and visit.
Where is Goudhurst? I've forgotten.
Goudhurst.
Yeah, where is it?
It's in Kent.
Yeah, I know. What's it near? Give me a clue.
Cranbrook. It's the other side of Cranbrook on the way to Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge Wells, I know.
Yeah. You basically keep going down the A21 to get to Lamphurst. Take over. Yeah.
Okay.
So. No, you're confused. I'll tell you where it's near. Chef Will Devlin's gaff at...
Small Holding.
Small
Holding.
Yeah, no, I know the name of his gaff, but it's...
Oh, it's some little hamlet.
It's Kiln. Down.
Kildown.
Is where he's.
Which sounds very Irish. This is the thing with Kent names. They're all wrong, aren't they, Kent names?
Oh, this is. She's lived in. How long have you lived in Kent? Since you've escaped Essex? What? Yes. To 30, 40 years?
I
50 years?
I came from Cairo via.
Yeah, I know. Kent. But you've lived here, what, 50 years, 60 years?
Well, I'm only 30, of course, but you know.
Yeah, and she still can't pronounce Rootham or Item or Trosley or anywhere. It's hilarious listening to her.
They're all
West Malling. We get West Malling.
They are all wrong, these names. Yeah. There's Elizabethan or something. Did you miss this year's V Expo, they're asking? Don't worry, we're already working on next year's event, which is going to be even bigger and better. Save the date so you don't miss it. It's Thursday the 9th of May, that's next year, at Kent Event Centre in Detling. I can pronounce Detling, there we go. Venues, events, expo.co.uk.
Dealing, that'll be.
go on there and save the date in your diary, Thursday the 9th, that's for the V Expo.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Ash Lawrence, but I can't read it.
Oh. Why? What's he done?
Because he uses a swear word in it.
Oh, Mr. Lawrence.
And if I don't read the swear word, it ruins the entire joke, but then I can't read the swear word, so because I'll get banned from the air.
Come on.
So sorry about that, Ash. But I can read one from Anthony Jones. AJ Photo Info is his Twitter handle, and he's asking for a Business Bunker shout-out. Please could Business Bunker Jules Sirkin give a shout-out for the Team MND event on Sunday at Higham Village Hall. Thank you. And he's got hashtag photo theory. And give him a follow on the Twitter.
And me now is moaning that we didn't give him a big enough shout-out. He said it's only a half shout-out because our fabulously late guest put us off our stride. I think it's put me off my stride.
Okay, we'll so give we it
need,
again then.
We'll tell him about me. Okay, so me
now...
Do you
mean she's a fabulous guest or fabulously late?
I've got
reputation.
Yeah, already.
So, look, you can follow them on the Twitter. It's me now co. And they help customers and business. I'm sure I said all this perfectly. They help customers and businesses take back control of their time. Me Now is for everyone on every device, everywhere. Find us in the Play Store and the App Store. And you can find their website, which is menow.co.uk. He's been to a Slowpoke.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way the app works, it's really brilliant. If you run a service business, like a restaurant or hairdressers, or in fact, Cryojuvenate, I saw posting earlier, which is a health business.
Yeah.
If you've got a spare appointment, you can register it on the app, and then anyone in your area that's looking for a haircut or whatever on the fly can go in and see where's available.
Which, excuse me, is exactly what I said, isn't it, Darren?
Yes.
Yeah, there
you are. Well, we're just re-emphasising that.
They're my witnesses.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait till I see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's just blagged us into giving him a double hit, that's all.
And blaming me for it.
And blaming Fran, exactly.
There he was talking.
They did say you were awesome.
Yeah.
Well, fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Right, do you know what? I'm going to play some music now.
Really,
and
tunage.
This is for Fran.
Tunage.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Paul Simon.
What, is it late again?
No, it's Paul Simon from the Graceland album. It's called Homeless.
Oh, that's so lovely. How apt.
Homeless, moonlight stadium on a midnight lake. Homeless, moonlight stadium on a midnight lake.
We are
homeless, the moonlight stadium on a midnight lake.
We are homeless,
homeless, the moonlight stadium on a midnight lake.
Somebody sing
hello,
somebody say, somebody cry, why, somebody say, somebody sing
hello,
somebody say, somebody cry, why, somebody say,
Somebody sing
hello, somebody sing, somebody cry, why, somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello,
somebody sing, somebody cry, why,
Kulumane,
Kulumane sizwe,
singenze njani,
bayajabula basithanda, yo.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed. Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2. On this Tuesday, the 2nd of October, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stunkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. And we have a fabulous lineup of guests, and we're going to talk to our first guest shortly.
They're quite, the boys are quite wild, aren't
they? A
bit
boisterous, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They've been a bit boisterous.
I'm hanging on to this, my seat, you know.
Don't think my hair is wild.
Yeah.
I love his hair. Just amazing hair you have. You need to grow it long.
I did used to grow it long, yeah. But after about 6 weeks of growing it long, it becomes 70s afro.
Yeah, but then Chris, you look like Brian May.
Yeah, no one needs to see that.
And do you actually play electric guitar as well?
Funnily enough, no.
Air guitar. Yeah.
Hair guitar.
Yeah, I like it. Cool. Hey, listen, we're going to talk to our first guest now. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome on to the Business Bunker Show for the very first time the absolutely lovely Fran Borman. Fran is a businesswoman, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, I think is a good term.
That means a stamp collector.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's got a whole collection of penny blacks. She has. Yeah. Fran, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell the listeners a little bit more about you and what it is you do and what it is you're involved in.
Sure, thanks, Paul. Thank you for having me. Real honour and privilege to be here, and it's taken quite a long time actually for us to get here. My name's Fran. I started my first business when I decided to have children about 11 years ago and wanted something to build in around the kids. And started a little business that kind of snowballed, and that business now turns over multi-million pounds and kind of runs itself, which is great. And it's given me the freedom to effectively, I think the phrase people use is social entrepreneur. So everything I do is about both giving but also to growing a business, but a business that has a socially good agenda. And what's got us lots of press recently is I've just launched a new business with Keith Mabbott, who I know you've had on the show before.
Yep, I know Keith really well. Yeah,
who is the CEO and founder of the Street Soccer Foundation. And we've launched a brand new business. We actually met each other about 95 days ago. All happened really quickly.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but I love that, you see, because I know Keith really well. I don't know you so well because we only met recently, but I know a bit about your background. And the thing I love about you two is you're doers.
Yeah,
you don't mess about. You decide to do something, do it. Yeah? And I love that.
And I think that's quite shocked people about the pace of this.
Yeah.
And one thing I'll explain what the new company is, but because one of my whole values is about giving and helping other people grow business, we've actually filmed this whole journey from the day that we've met, and have shared that online. So people are following this kind of crazy journey from first meeting each other to now launching a company within, it was 90 days to the day from when we first met to when we launched the company. And what it is a company called Goal 17. And our whole aim of the company is to end youth homelessness through the power of football. And this is where I have to make an admission. I'm not a football fan.
But you could always be goalie.
I could be. And the good thing is it doesn't involve playing football, so I don't have to embarrass myself too much. But I understood from Keith, who is an ex-pro player and is so passionate about the sport, it is the number one global sport. And whether you like it or not, it unites people. So what we've done is we've taken this concept of football. Keith developed the Street Soccer Academy, which takes 16 to 24-year-olds who are homeless or severely disadvantaged, and attracts them into the academy because it's football, and then runs through a 10-week programme where they get involved in both football but also careers, education and employment training. And it has a phenomenal record of turning around these people's young lives.
And just for the avoidance of doubt, that's boys and girls.
Boys and girls, yes, absolutely. So and transgender as well. Yeah. So literally across
anyone.
The spectrum, anyone.
Yeah.
So Keith has this fantastic foundation, but had no sustainable funding vehicle. Now, separately from this, I do a bit of strategic consulting work with different businesses. So I came up with a concept with Keith where to fund the foundation, we started Goal 17. And what Goal 17 is doing is offering corporate events, because we have access to all the Premiership football stadiums.
Wow.
So we can take groups of corporates to a Premiership football stadium. But rather than having your average away day jolly sitting around a flip chart, we actually get them to meet and interact with the young people that their away day is sponsoring.
Right.
So they get to meet the 10 homeless young people. And actually, we then facilitate them in working with those young people.
Right.
So they kind of have to work together to help deliver some of the programme, and get to follow them through their whole 10-week journey and see them turn their lives around, which obviously will have a massive impact on them themselves. So that all, that we launched the company 2 weeks ago, real honour. Manchester United invite us up to launch at Man U, so we're up at Old Trafford. I'm not a big football fan, but for the football fans, it's a big deal.
No, it's rubbish. It's rubbish. No wonder they let you in, they'd let anyone in up there.
Excuse me. It's not very helpful, especially from a Manchester United fan.
Tell us about how these children have, or young people have got into this situation of being homeless, or you said some of them had disabilities of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great question, and it's something that's really shocked me, because the thought of a 16-year-old being homeless, I can't get that around my head. How could any 16, and there are younger children,
yeah,
but you just think that's crazy. So generally, majority of them come from relationship breakdowns, so when there's been a relationship breakdown at home, they no longer feel welcome in their own home. To start off with, a lot of them sofa surf. There's a big pride issue. They don't want to admit that they're homeless. And obviously, in some cases, they do end up on the streets. There's the number of young people now. We had this discussion on Twitter, didn't we? The numbers around homelessness are really difficult, because there's the whole hidden homeless agenda.
The government statistics are nonsense.
Yeah.
If you look at the government statistics, they claim in the whole of England there are 4,500 homeless people, which anybody that's walked around any town know has got to be complete nonsense, because most towns have got that many.
I was horrified by Canterbury the other day when I went. Just the number of homeless really grown.
Yeah.
And one of the things, funny enough, we did with the launch is we did it at Manchester United, and then we, on the same day, travelled down to West Ham. And we went up the night before to Manchester, and we did a lot of filming. We had an amazing filming team with us. Chris Newbury, some of you will know from Wildwood Studios, absolutely amazing. And we've created this film, but it's quite interesting seeing the difference in homelessness between London and Manchester. It's much more visual and visible in Manchester.
Yeah.
But we definitely noticed that people seem more willing to help in Manchester. In terms of every homeless person we saw, they had somebody sitting with them, giving them food, talking to them. So it looked worse, but it also looked like there was a bit more hope.
But when you say somebody sitting with them, was it somebody
professional? A member of the public.
Yes.
No, just a member of the public. Okay. So we sort of worked, because we were going around talking to them, filming and so on. And you just saw that people were, I suppose they were less afraid to help.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's an interesting thing that you highlight. And it is a factor about London as a city. I'm a Londoner. But when I was a kid, I lived in London. Nowhere in particular. And it is easy to get lost in London, because there's 11 million people who completely ignore you.
Yeah.
It is a very lonely place if you're on your own. And I spent some time in London with nowhere in particular to live. And nobody ever talks to you, nobody speaks, because they just don't speak to anyone anyway. Whereas I think other cities in the UK aren't quite like that.
Absolutely.
And obviously Manchester isn't.
And I think also once your senses are heightened to this, I also grew up in London, and you almost learn just to walk past homeless people, and you actually stop noticing it. And when you start noticing it again, it's really quite shocking. And so we have this amazing opportunity to really impact this issue, and Keith and I are not messing around. Our goal of the company is to end youth homelessness. We've said that's what we want to go out and do. And to fund that, we're accessing these large corporates that have got chunks of money, that rather than spending it on a boring day in a castle or around a flip chart, we can take them to a Premiership football club and they can actually make a difference.
Can I ask you something here? You may not have formulated this as a policy because you're early into this yet, but from your point of view, I want to frame this in the right way, but how do you see the method of ending homelessness? And what I mean by that is, okay, you could chuck money at it or whatever, but in fact, what do you want to provide that will help this? You know, are we talking hostels? Are we talking affordable housing? Are we, you know?
So we've got big plans, obviously. One of the things that's quite unique about us compared to the other homeless charities is we're accessing a whole new form of funding by offering this corporate away day product, which means we're not competing against the other homeless charities for money, which already has put us in a very, very unique position that we seem to be able to work between all of them, where a lot of them won't work together for those reasons. So it may well be that we just become the catalyst to get people working together, because to fundamentally solve the problem, it's not about taking people off the street, it's about sorting out housing issues, you know, all the thing. It goes back much further. The homelessness is almost like the, you know, the symptoms at the end. It's not the, the root cause.
Absolutely. And not so much with young homelessness, although I'm sure there's some of it. Adult homelessness, the figures are quite clear that a lot of it is to do with drink and drug issues. So it's not just about homes, it's about help. And, you know, professional help for people.
And I guess, one again, because the kind of there's the sexiness of the football here, we're getting a lot of media attention on this, which is fantastic. So again, we've taken it as a responsibility for us to raise awareness. And that drug and alcohol issue was something that actually we completely debunked when we went on our little filming journey, because my honest understanding of this was that people were on drugs and alcohol, and this is my preconception, they were druggies and alcoholics and they ended up on the street. When you go
the other way around.
When you go and sit on the streets with these people and you say, when did you start taking drugs? And they say, well, and there was one kid, and I tell you what, this just got me right in the I said, you know, when did you start taking drugs? And he says, I don't want to take drugs, but they suppress hunger.
Exactly.
And that's why I take them. And I was like, God, you know.
So who's supplying them with drugs on the street, and how are they paying
so
for
they
it?
Are, so money that they are collecting effectively, they are accessing drugs. But it's cheaper to buy the drugs than it is to feed themselves. So it's a kind, and also, you
so
know,
the drug pushers are targeting them because they know that they've got money to
I
pay
couldn't,
them.
I haven't got that level of information yet, if I'm honest. I wouldn't like to, I could make an assumption, but it wouldn't be, it would be an assumption, not a fact.
But you know, it's self-medicating. And that's the issue, is that these people are self-medicating because of the circumstances they're in. It's an effect, not a cause.
So it's really, really exciting work. It extends beyond further than just Goal 17. Part of the reason why I'm filming and sharing all of this is it's not even just about our business. We want this to ripple out. So I really want to help other small businesses as well that can want to grow small businesses, or people that just want to do something, have a social good purpose. So I set up an online forum where I've been putting these daily videos. People find it hilarious and evidently quite interesting when I share every day what we're doing. So if anybody wants to join that, it's the Framby Global Business Growth Forum on Facebook. And just sharing how you go from nothing to a company. We talk about figures because people understand figures. Keith and I have set the goal of doing £1 million turnover in the first year. We're 2 weeks in and we're on track. So we just thought, well, let's share that journey and show people how you can create that kind of size company, but that also has a social good purpose. So really enjoying sharing that with people. And they get to see the good and the bad, the things that we do well, and then we're very honest and admit when we're not so great. I'm terrible at creative briefs. So everybody heard my, I've not done a good creative brief again for the website and so on. So they learn from our mistakes as well as our victories.
Absolutely. But it's a fantastic thing you're doing. And the way you're doing it is groundbreaking. And that's one of the key things about it. As you say, there are lots of charities that get involved in different things, all scrabbling after the same money. You've taken a completely different approach to this and have basically, hopefully, generated a completely different source of income to fight the problem, which is fantastic.
I think my whole theory, and this is one of the things that I teach through small business, is charity is amazing, but if we want to solve the world's problems, we've got to use business, because charity is not sustainable, it's not scalable, whereas business is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do not hide from the fact that Goal 17 is a profit-making business.
Yeah.
It just happens to give a lot of those profits to a social agenda.
Yeah.
And the more that we can get people thinking, actually business every single small business, either in a small way or in a big way, can make a positive social impact. And the more we can get people on that mindset, the more difference we can all make. And the better societies we have, then the better businesses. And with all the turbulence we've got going on in the world with Brexit, am I allowed to say that? Was that a swear?
All those out. Things. Yeah. Get out now. You
know, with all those things, actually, this is a time as a society when we need to pull together and work together.
Yeah.
And my belief is the people that choose, that are brave enough and strong enough to start their own businesses, are the ones that have the aptitude and the bravery, really, to start tackling some of these problems. So let's go do it together.
Absolutely.
And make a big difference.
Absolutely. And that's not to denigrate people that work in charities, who tend to be very dedicated to the cause that they're looking after, but they're not actually very good at doing the business side of it, which is raising money and spending money effectively. They're there to do whatever it is that charity's focused on. And you see that I'm involved with quite a few charities on, as a trustee and different things, and you see that time after time after time, is they're lovely people with hearts of gold that will work their fingers to the bone to help people, but they're rubbish at actually raising money and doing the things that you need in order to make something effective. So I totally get what you're doing.
And just in the same way that we wouldn't expect, you know, a plumber to be brilliant at, for example, carpentry, we expect people to run charities to be able to do everything.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we help those, that side of the the business as well grows. So we have to work with the charities because they've got the knowledge. The reason we called the company Goal 17, actually, people assume it's because of the football goal, but it's actually got nothing to do that with that. The name Goal 17 is to do with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, of which there are 17. And Goal 17 is about partnerships and collaborations.
Right.
So our wider goal is to use this business to create partnerships and collaborations to effectively affect the other 16 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals.
Genius name, then. Genius.
Yeah. Yes, we're very... I've wanted to call company Goal 17 for ages.
Great.
Keith heard goal and he said, go for it. So I was like, brilliant. Job done.
Okay. So, Fran, there are businesses out there listening.
Yes.
What can they do? How can they get involved? What's the kind of thing that you want from them? How can they participate in helping what you're doing?
Fantastic question, Paul. So I think first thing is, the social media, follow us, Fran B Global and also Goal 17 Global. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. If you're interested in learning the ins and outs, because I'd like to help all of you small business owners find a way that you can do this, then please join the Business Growth Forum. So it's Fran B Global Business Growth Forum on Facebook. And I'll be sharing lots of tips, working quite closely with some interesting people up in the city at the moment. We're hopefully going to launch some sort of training course in the new year to really help small business owners. I want to impart my knowledge and really help other people grow their businesses, and that may just be for their own security, but the way I see it, if they can grow their business to give them their own financial stability, then if we can help them grow it a little bit more, they might have a little bit more capacity to do something good. Right. But that the focus is starting with them. So get on the social media, get on Facebook, LinkedIn, all that kind of stuff. All of my handles are Fran B Global. It's the same on all of them.
Fantastic.
So follow us on that, and then what we'll do is, in this, definitely in the new year, we'll start offering some more resources so that people actually get involved and actually start making their own impact.
Fantastic. Fran, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. It's a whirlwind of activity there. From a standing start to in 90 days, you're up and running and you've got some big players on side already.
Absolutely.
So all powerful to the pair of you for doing it, both Fran and Keith.
Just one other thing to say, Paul. I have yet to decide which football club I'm supporting. So I'm open to suggestions and bribery.
And bribery. Bribery, yeah.
So far, the chairman of Manchester United has given me a scarf, so he's winning. We will see. I'm absolutely open to bribery if anybody would like
you
to bribe me.
You want more than a scarf from the richest club in the world.
It's a starting point.
Go for the one that gives you the biggest check.
Absolutely.
Speaking as a Manchester United fan, obviously.
that's cool. What I suggest, actually, is you pick someone really obscure and then you don't offend anyone. Yeah, so if you told them, like, yeah, I don't know, you're a Southend fan or a Chesterfield fan, and everybody goes, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's only when you support big clubs that everybody starts having a go at you.
Well, this is it. I may have to stay neutral, but I am open to bribery. I'm just putting it out there to get me to support the chosen club.
Yeah, fantastic. Fran, thank you so much for that. It's a really brilliant thing you're doing, and I love the way that you've set about doing it. That, you know, the crucial thing, and I couldn't agree with you more. I'm going to have a little bit of a rant now. One of the things that annoys me about our society is people want to pick on businesses all the time, and go, oh, they ought to pay more tax, and all, no, nasty. we ought to actually celebrate entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs take risks and they generate businesses and they create businesses. One of the problems is when people talk about businesses, they tend to think of the half a dozen huge global corporations that, you know, maybe transfer price their taxes or whatever. There are 5.8 million businesses in the United Kingdom, and 4.8 million of them only consist of one person. Yeah. And 99.7% of businesses have less than 50 employees. They're small businesses run by ordinary women and men that just get up every day and do a job, employ people, make the economy work, and do things to help other people.
Yeah.
And we need to celebrate that, because those skills are important to make us work properly as a society, to deal with those things that you've identified, such as homelessness. And we do also have a big problem with housing in this country, and Absolutely. It needs fixing.
And I mean, even if every single one of those small business owners just did one tiny thing,
yeah.
And it doesn't have to be huge. You know, you ask the question, how are we going to solve homelessness? Well, a big part of that is just shining a light on it,
yeah.
And doing our little bit.
Yeah.
And if every small business owner just did one little thing a year, yeah. We would have a very, very different society.
Exactly.
And we are the people, you know, you can think what you want about charities and governments, but I actually think we're the people with the power here. We're the ones that influence,
exactly.
And as you say, the risk takers and the right aptitude.
Absolutely. Fran, thank you for that. That's brilliant.
You.
And we wish you continued success and all power to what you're doing. And, of course, you're going to come back from time to time and top us up on what you're doing and how it's going and where you're going. And we're going to encourage people to join in
and do it. Really but for appreciate the
moment,
your support.
No, for the moment, Fran, thank you so much. Fran Borman of Goal 17. Brilliant. Cool. We've got a couple of minutes before we join the newsroom, so we can do a couple more emails and some tweets if you want.
Benenden Hospital have an open day, which they'll be welcoming visitors to its open day on Saturday, October the 7th, with tours of the multi-million pound redevelopment and free health and eye checks. Visitors can drop in and chat to the hospital's clinical teams about a range of self-pay services. Here we are, Paul, one for you: hip and knee surgery, eye surgery, gynecology, and varicose veins. They will be treated to a tour around the hospital's three state-of-the-art theatres, MRI and CT suite, and diagnostic department from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with families and children welcome. The free open event will showcase the wide range of specialist and innovative pay treatments now available in a relaxed setting. And the Benenden Hospital offers a wide range of healthcare consultants, treatments and diagnostic services to Benenden members, self-pay patients and those with private health insurance. Some services may also be available to NHS patients via the e-referral system. And the hospital is situated on Goddard's Green Road in Benenden near Cranbrook. Second mention for Cranbrook today.
There you go.
The postcode is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 174A, X for Xylophone, and parking is free. You can find out more by going to benendenhospital.org.uk/open day.
A phonetic alphabet, something to behold, isn't it? She does P for pterodactyl. That's her, that's her favourite one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I love a dinosaur.
The Young Enterprise company programme in schools looks to provide a business mentor to a school team who then set up a real company and trade properly for a year. Young Enterprise are looking for business advisors and supporters to help in the Ashford and South Kent region. If you'd like to help out, if you'd like to know more, if you'd like to get involved, if you could get in contact with the area coordinator, that is Trudy Hartridge, and you can email Trudy at Trudy, T-R-U-D-I-E, dot Hartridge, H-A-R-T-R-I-D-G-E, at y-e.org.uk. That's Trudy Hartridge at y-e.org.uk.
That sounds amazing.
It's fantastic. I'm the chairman of the judging panel for Ashford and South Kent region of Young Enterprise, and it's absolutely brilliant. The students do a fantastic job. Not last year, but a year before, the winners of it's a competition as well, and the schools compete with each other with businesses. The winner of the Kent, overall Kent Awards, went on to the National Awards and came runners-up in the National Awards. It was a team from here in Ashford, Highworth Grammar School. Some fantastic businesses get started. Really good stuff. Young Enterprise also do a thing called the Tenner Challenge and the Fiver Challenge, and they are brilliant fun. They are absolutely brilliant fun. I've done a couple of Fiver Challenges and Tenner Challenges at Bethany School, and they're brilliant. Really good fun.
It's worth saying to any business, men or women out there that want to do or get involved with Young Enterprise, to sort of, you know, you don't have to just be in that part of Kent,
yeah,
North Kent, or looking,
yeah.
West Kent, Edwyre,
it's all over, isn't it? You're involved in Young Enterprises, aren't you, Daryl?
Yeah. North Kent, West Kent, Mid Kent, and
it's a fantastic thing, and I also make a plea to schools for more schools to join into
Definitely.
The programme.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't cost a lot to be in a programme, and it's a really, really good programme, and it gives your students some real, real-world practical experience. It's great stuff.
Mm. Yeah. It does sound good. Me now, again, is...
He ain't on again. He's had two goes already. Come off it, Barry.
He said it wasn't good enough.
Right.
He said very inspiring with Fran B. Yeah. Global, and he must get in touch.
Lovely. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be in touch.
I will put
he's
you
forgiven
touch.
Me now for yeah. interrupting.
With your late entrance.
Yeah.
Yes. Go on. I've got an email here from Jane Bevin. Yeah. She says, "Hi, Paul. I wonder whether you could mention our event on your business show, please. I'll be celebrating 20 years in business in November, and I've organised a charity music show for cancer research. All proceeds will go to the charity. It was my she runs a cookery business. It was my mum who started me cooking from an early age, but unfortunately she died when I was only 15. The show will be in her memory, and it's taking place on Saturday the 3rd of November, 5:45 until 9 p.m. at the this is where autocorrect gets spooky. Yeah, it's actually at the Eastry Village Hall, but my thing has put the Pastry Village Hall. How weird is that? Yeah.
I once told somebody to eat rat with every meal, and it was eat rat protein, and it was I can't remember, but the rat was not.
So it's at the Pastry Village Hall, otherwise known as the Eastry Village Hall. And if you want to go, you can email Jane for details and to reserve your place. It's Primrose Fair. FAYRE, primrosefair@outlook.com. primrosefair@outlook.com. And that's Jane Bevin, who's the owner manager of Primrose Fair.
But fantastic. Pastry Hall would be quite a nice name, wouldn't it, really?
Absolutely. We're now going to join the newsroom.
Let's
so we'll be back after the news.
Can't wait.
On the hour, Channel Radio News.